is your man Blackson, and this is All About Grime. You're now listening to Ison Selector. Pew!
Flavors was produced by Lubo. He's like mad young. He's like 18 years old. He sent me over a few instrumentals. I was going through, and I was very impressed. Like, that instrumental was just amazing. So,
how to contact Lube?
He's on Twitter and he's on Instagram as well.
Please spell his.
It's L U B U.
Thank you. Producer. Thank you. Okay, big up. Really, really, really nice track. What about the other one?
It's done by a whole leap of different producers.
Okay.
I cannot lie to you, because I just work with a lot of different people and my emails are open, so
yeah.
I go through everything that I get sent, because you never know. Do you know what I mean? I found some hidden gems.
Yeah.
Some hidden gems.
You produce yourself?
No, I dabble, but not yet.
Okay.
I will definitely be sending some fire instrumentals soon, but. Mm-hmm. We're working on it right now.
You choose to release this track, if I remember well, on Grime Daily or Keeping It Grimy. I don't remember one of them. Why did you do that?
GRM Daily, I've had a few videos on there before, and same with Link Up TV. So I kind of wanted to cater to my audience and cater with the song and kind of identify who my target audience was, and kind of give them the visuals that they would like and where it would be appreciated, you know. So, but definitely there's going to be some visuals dropping on my channel soon.
What about Ten West Group? I saw that you create this. Are you in charge of this? I saw also that there is several artists.
No, so Ten West, everyone thinks because it's called Ten West.
What's Ten West?
Ten West is a record label run by Jake and Ruben. Like, shout them out. They're based in Shepherd's Bush Market, and as they've got a few artists on their roster.
Okay.
And they're out here just doing some really good work. Obviously, I've been working with them closely since like last year.
So the goal is to book you to promote your work.
We're working together on releases, like shows and events.
Okay.
All a whole load of different stuff, but like, Ten West it's nothing to do with Reese West.
My
name's actually Reese West. Yeah. Like, I'm not even from West London. I'm from North London. A lot of people don't know that, but yeah.
I've heard that you ride these bars during the flight, and the first thing that you did when landing in Barcelona was to go to studio and record it. Is it true?
Facts.
And did you already actually the final instrumental? How things happened?
Hey yo, I touched down and. Like, I had planned for my guy SK, shout out SK, like, he's out here smashing it as well. Yeah. And
SK is your manager, is a friend of you?
He's a film director.
Okay.
Me and him work together on our videos together, you know.
Visual are really fresh, actually.
Yeah. So I direct them, and he films them, and comes with this, and he films and edits. Like, he's smashing it. Yeah. But yo, he was meant to come over the next day, and we was meant to do this video. Basically, I touched down, went to the studio, I was going through rhythms from like guys from Spain, guys from Seville, Barcelona, all over, and I heard that beat and I was like, what the is this? Like, pardon my language. Yo, it's like amazing.
Okay. Who produced this one? What's the name of the producer?
Emmanuel and Energy Man.
Okay. How to contact them?
They're on Twitter and they're on Instagram as well. So I'll give you all of these.
I got you. Thanks. You did also just another topics here, but you did a great competition in Red Bull Grammar side. Did you enjoy the tournament?
Yeah, no, it was fun.
And would you do it again?
Nah, I wouldn't do it again. No. Can't lie. But it was fun. It was fun.
Why is that?
It was a fun experience, you know what I mean? Like, and I was humbled by the Red Bull contacting me to represent London. Like, it's very humbling. Like, there's a lot of MCs in London that are smashing it, that are really good. So for me to get a phone call, always.
Okay. Who was, for your point of view, the best MC of the last year on Grammar side?
The best MC other than myself? No, I'm joking. Socks is obviously one of my favorites. XP as well. XP is okay. Just the guy. XP
big
when
up,
it comes
big up Socks, really really big up Socks. I hope he will make it also to come over here in All About Grime. Of course, invitation will be launched, but yeah, definitely Socks is from my point of view one of the most versatile and even sick MCs. Regarding the Clash, this is what I said to Dubsy. From my point of view, if you had a Socks in a team, from my point of view, it's not fair for the other team. But anyway, what I want to say to you is that even if you, I'm pretty sure that you felt that your team was quite losing, I would say, the semi-final, you went so hard against them. Like I felt that you were so nervous and angry even sometimes. You were like, I'm going to, even if I know we lost, I'm going to throw my bars.
Yeah, no, definitely. I wanted to, I think against Liverpool,
yeah,
I was against like two mates of mine, so it was a bit of an awkward sort of situation, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then against Birmingham, I knew that them lot were going to come hard. So I was like, yeah.
Big up Stansky, Firedon and Socks, definitely. But still big up to C. Kane, TZ and you also. Yeah, it was a pleasure actually to see this. Do you often clash?
I've had a few clashes.
Yeah.
I
didn't see any other clash. With who did you clash?
Two other MCs. I'll tell you off mic. I don't really want to give them that exposure. Right now, but, you know what I mean, I'll tell you off cam. But yeah, I've had a few clashes.
Film.
I've had a few clashes.
Okay. Yeah. Who's the best MC you ever worked with recent? Who's your favorite one, and who's the one to watch?
Okay, it's the best MC I've worked with. It's hard to say. Some of the best MCs I've worked with have been.
The most impressive, maybe.
I think Melvilus, you know. Melvilus is really good. Me and him work really well together. And obviously he's smashing it right now.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few tunes in the works that are coming as well. So yeah, Melvilus is cold. Look out for him.
So it's your upcoming project? You have one track with Novi?
Maybe. We got a few things coming still. Yeah.
A few.
We're working on a few stuff. So.
Great.
Yeah, I don't want to give away too much, but we've been working on some stuff, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Big H or P Money?
Big H or P Money? Ooh. Nah, P Money. But Big H. Big H kind of went ham on Lord of the Mics.
He's going home with a lot of clashes, maybe.
P Money. But nah, Big H went ham that clash. Let's not lie. Like, he went like Lord of the Mics. Like, yeah. Let's not get into them politics there. But.
Why do you have Skepta?
Politics.
Why do you have Skepta?
These are great questions, by the way.
It's just like the same, isn't it? Skepta, but
you would go for Skepta?
Skepta, but Wiley's just Wiley, isn't it?
What do you seriously think about this clash that they have for the moment? Is it something that you believe on? Is it something that is just for the hype? What's your opinion on this?
I don't think it's as random as everyone thinks, but there's something there.
What do you mean by random?
Like, I think everyone's moves are very intentional. Like, these are two intelligent men that have been in the scene for a long time.
So do you think it's done on purpose or not at all?
I think there's definitely an issue there, but the exposure around it, like,
it's good.
But I don't think the one thing I will say, I was a bit disappointed by Wiley's dub, innit? Do you know what I mean? I think he could have gone harder. He could have picked a bit of a
flip the table.
Yeah, maybe a bit of.
Agree.
But that's me as coming from a fan.
To be honest, I was quite disappointed also last year with the song that he had with D Double. I won with too much ego, but okay. But still, I respect him, of course. But I'm a big fan of his freestyles, actually. You know, just with his phone, just go.
Wiley's cold. Wiley is the original.
I've read that you're active in the world of fashion. Do you create? Do you? What's your involvement in this?
Obviously, I'm a fan of clothes.
Okay.
So I mean, and I'm very particular with kind of what I wear.
Okay,
but I just dabble in a bit of fashion stuff here when I've been asked to get involved. I've done some campaigns and
but not more than
some
that.
Shoots, yeah. I'm not with an agency or anything. I don't want to say I'm a model or not. Do you know what I mean?
Not like Dubs. Dubs is
Dubs, Dubs is the fashion guy.
Dubs is the fashion guy.
He's got the gun. Snaz.
What's the plan for 2019? And is there any dates, album? What to
More of the same, to be fair. Yeah. More bookings. More chances to see me live. Okay. Do you know what I mean? I've been working on music to give myself a catalogue of songs that will sound good live and that people will have a relationship with and that will resonate with people, you know? So okay. and a spectrum of different songs that can cater to different crowds as well. So I definitely think I've got that now. Just more the same, a couple little surprise things here and there, but yeah man, I'm still gonna be here in your face, like.
Okay.
Yo, it's Melville, it's best believe when I tell you this. You are now locked into the All About Grime show on Radio Panic.